We will close the motorway at 8 o'clock tonight. We will start that process at eight. It takes about 2 hours for us to set up the closures of all of the roads and put the diversion routes in place. From about 10 o'clock tonight until about 6 a.m. tomorrow morning, we will prepare for the demolition, so removing barriers and putting in place protective matting. Then from about 6 a.m. on Saturday to 9 p.m. on Sunday, we will demolish the bridge, which involves four machines that effectively cut away at the bridge in small chunks, and also we'll be removing the 400 tonnes of concrete and steel and all of the rubble associated with that. The final work is from about 3 a.m. On Monday morning, final inspections before we're able to remove the closures and reopen the road at 6 a.m. on Monday.
I guess it's quite a task to demolish a piece of bridge like that, because you've got to be very careful not to damage the road underneath.
Absolutely. Normally we have weeks or months to plan demolitions such as this, and actually the nature of that particular structure means that we need to cut away at it gradually rather than just push it down, and as you quite rightly say, damage to the road and the barrier underneath is really critical that we minimise that, which is why we put down protective sand and matting, such that once we've removed all of the rubble, we can just lift the matting up. We will need to check that the road surface isn't damaged, but we wouldn't expect it to be, and we will have the resources on standby should we need to do small amounts of resurfacing, but that's not anticipated that we'll need to do that.
And how much of a challenge has it been to get all these crews and the equipment in place so quickly?
It has been a challenge. It's been a busy week for all of our teams. It's important that we remove this remaining section as soon as we can, really, so that we can lift the temporary 50 mile an hour speed limit that's in place and return the M20 to normal conditions. It's been a challenge, but we, you know, really wanted to, of course, prioritise safety and make sure we do it safely, but also do it as soon as we can so that the inconvenience is limited.
Obviously, the demolition is one thing that will get rid of the bridge. Presumably, you're planning to rebuild it in future, are you?
Yes, we are. Plans are in place to rebuild the footbridge. That could take a while, probably months, if not a year or so. But we will be putting in place a temporary footbridge within the next few weeks. In the meantime, we're talking to local residents to make sure that they can be moved from one part of the motorway to the other if they need to. And we're doing a lot of discussions with the locals in the area to make sure that they're not inconvenienced. And as I say, the temporary footbridge will be in place within a matter of weeks.